Hey babies, it's me and Gabby, the 5280 Fly Girls. Thank you for joining us on this cold and frosty Wednesday afternoon. We're so excited to be here with you and introduce you to one of our favorite places, one of my long-standing favorites and one of Gabby's new favorites. Hopefully you enjoy it as much as we did. Have you ever shopped here?
No, the only time I've ever been here was for munchies and mimosas.
Okay.
And I drank too many mimosas, so I don't.
So I found this place, geez, at least like 4 years ago, maybe when I was Ubering. 2017? That was 5 years ago. I found it way back then.
I know.
And in 2018, 2019, Arissa and I decided that we were just only shopping local. And so we did like, I want to say like 80% of our shopping just here at the Stanley Marketplace. There's so many nice
awesome
boutiques. They sell clothes. They sell plants. They sell like furnishings and rugs and like the herb shop where I get all my herbs that I sell in my store. Well, not all. Most of my herbs that I sell in my for my business, I get from a small female-owned shop in here.
Oh, I love that. Dude, this place is so zenned out. The Stanley Mar- even under construction. Like, I feel so good right here. I mean, it might kind of be the music and the company, but...
So, I think it is an arcade now, but years ago, you know, Silly Muscle Man that I still date from way back to from 2018? We came on a date here, and there was... And now where the arcade is, there used to be... Infinite Monkey Theorem, the winery. Have you ever been there? It's in Rhino, I think.
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, it's so good. they serve froze in the summer, which is amazing.
Well, good thing I'll be done with this by the summer, so I can go back to Sunday fun day.
Yeah, we can still have drinks occasionally after you're done with your little quarter of not drinking. But, I mean, until then, it's a good thing we like smoking and eating, right?
Yes.
But anyway, in that area where the arcade is, where the Infinite Monkey Theorem used to be, we'll have to walk up there. It's all the way in the back corner. But the view of the sunset that you get from there, girl, just the view of the sky alone.
You know I'm a sunset chaser.
So gorgeous.
You know that's my favorite thing about Colorado. That's my favorite thing. Like, everywhere I've been, like, I've been to Mexico and Belize. And don't get me wrong, it's beautiful. But the sun doesn't go down at the ocean the same way it goes down around these mountains. And then the fact that you can drive around and get peaks around the city, and you can get mountains, and then sunset over here, and like this sky's pink over in Aurora, but over here it's fucking purple and shit. I'm like, oh.
Yes, that's one of my favorite memories, is watching the sunset from the Infinite Monkey Theorem and drinking wine at the same time and like snuggling and making out.
I like it. There's like graffiti over here. There's like structures. And that's a smiley face, right? I'm not tripping.
Yeah, no, it is. This has been my spot for a hot minute, though. I actually have a lot of good memories here.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's why you were saying this place is like mid-scale, like... how'd you say it?
I said
mid-scale.
I said it's pretty upscale and like nice, but it's like right in smack dab in the middle of the hood. And you know, people want to judge me for my acclimation to the hood, the fact that I still live in the neighborhood that I grew up in, and the fact that I choose to like
to raise your kids there.
Well, and I could go hang out in like other parts of the city that are like Lowry. I do hang out there too, but like other places that are nicer. But like I gravitate back to the hood all the time, you know.
I know that's why I like where I live, like the west side. I just like it over there better because it's by the Broncos Stadium, and like it's just got everything I love. Like I love Sloan's Lake when the sun goes down. I love to be walking around it and just like feel the energy of the city right there.
I mean, people want to judge me for like loving the hood, but the hood ain't never done me wrong.
Ever.
I never like got done dirty in the hood. That shit always happens outside of my zone. Like this is where I'm.
I just like it better because everybody doesn't call the cops. I'm so excited to go in here right now.
Yeah, this is my favorite sushi in all of Aurora. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just excited because I was only concerned about one thing last time.
Yes, I'm ready for some sushi.
Me too.
Me too.
All right. that was like the most fun ever. Stanley yes. Marketplace.
It's a whole vibe.
My favorite store today was the Saving the Earth one. But look, they just go all cute together.
Very cute. They like fall inside of each other.
Mm-hmm. And you can make it even shorter than this so you could wear it with another necklace. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Easily. So, I'm definitely a fan of wherever all those places we just went were. I'm like, that's another reason that I tag all the places in my story. I'm like, because then I can remember. That's so pretty. I can't wait for this CBD drink. Live and laugh on the edge. It's the lavender one that I wanted so bad. Like, as soon as you said that, I was like, maybe I made the wrong choice. You think I can take them back? And then I was like, oh no, you already shoved one in your mouth.
I'm about to eat this blueberry bonbon.
I see you. You're like, I'll eat the blueberry in front of her. Eat the one she doesn't want. And I see you. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you, my moon mate.
I got you. I also got chocolate all over my hands, but...
The Stanley Marketplace. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah. What was the... You know what this place was called. How do you say it? The sushi place? Misaki?
Oh, Misaki, yeah.
Yeah, that... I know that that was the... There was... strawberries on top of the sushi.
Our lobster roll, yes.
Lobster and strawberries. What?
It's so good.
Alright, I'm gonna roll up the blunt and then I'm going to let you listen. Because I feel like... What is that place called that has all the...
Dude, this is from Longmont.
Nice. Nice. CBD's from Longmont.
Lemon lavender waltz. I cannot wait to drink this.
Me neither. I'm like getting kind of anxious. I'm just trying to get the weed in here first.
Good thing we broke it all up.
I know. It's great.
Thinking ahead.
We literally have the exact amount for two blunts too. Like that's what I'm saying. Like everything was like half and half.
Well, I broke up. I was like, this is about one blunt.
The only thing that we did uneven was that B necklace. And I'm telling you, if they would have had the G earrings, I would have gone for them. So
I was not going to buy one. But then I was like, dude, like they only have three and ones. You have to get the V. Like,
yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, it was kind of like shouting out.
Plus, it was like a $20 necklace. So it's not like it was like the $84 ring that I wanted.
I know. I wanted everything in there. I wanted absolutely everything.
Girl, you don't even know. Christmas shopping here is like the most fun thing in the world.
Yeah, I would be like, I would just leave broke though.
Like, pretty much. That's how it goes.
I'd be like, yeah, so I'm kicking you out of the family now because I can't keep buying presents. Like, I'm just so excited because I'm gonna, next time it'll be even cheaper because I don't have to buy the containers. And I'll just be like, yeah, I just need your body oil and your face stuff. I'm all natural. Nice. Nice. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed today's episode. The 5280 Fly Girls will definitely be back to the Stanley Marketplace, as we barely even made a dent today. We hit Misaki for probably the best sushi I've ever had. I would highly recommend Misaki for any of you sushi lovers out there. We also found some amazing jewelry at Trunk Nouveau in Stere, Denver. They were little boutique shops, and there were so many more boutique shops that we couldn't even go into. So the boutique and the fashion definitely hit up the Stanley Marketplace because they got it going on. We hit the Mondo Market for those CBD drinks that we were talking about that were so good and made in Longmont.
And I'll definitely be back there because they had some chicken and waffles buffalo sauce. I'm kind of kicking myself for not buying it already, actually. But I'll be back. My favorite spot was the Zero Market because of their package-free products and their dedication to making sustainable living more convenient. This will definitely be one of my regular spots because I love doing my part for Mother Earth, and their products were definitely high quality. Last but not least, we hit Miete es Chocolate. I know I butchered that, but they had the most beautiful desserts I've ever seen. Our Miss V got some bonbons, and they were so, so, so pretty. I'm kind of jealous I didn't get those. What was I thinking? Oof. But anyways, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. Tune in Wednesdays for more local Colorado businesses. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay high, and stay fly.